Former Governor Sarah Palin will be in Alaska this weekend for her first book signing in the state, but only military members or their families will be allowed to attend. Palin will sign copies of her book Going Rogue on Sunday afternoon at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage and in the early evening at Eielson in Fairbanks. The general public will not be allowed at the events. Elmendorf Public Affairs Chief Captain Ashley Connor says the venue was set up through the Army and Air Force Exchange Services, or ACES.
They brought former Governor Palin to all of the ACES installations across the DOD. So it's not just here in Alaska, and it was sort of set up at that headquarters level. So we were just, you know, told that she was going to be here on Sunday.
Connor says Palin's base visit won't incur any extra security cost at Elmendorf because it's a closed event. Chris Ward is an ACES spokesman. He says the organization runs retail facilities for the DOD.
We run the stores, the restaurants, better known as the Post Exchange, the Base Exchange, worldwide. Over 3,000 stores, 30 countries all around the world, Iraq, Afghanistan, anywhere they shop downrange is going to be an APHIS facility. And the funds that we generate go back to the military community.
Ward says having authors, music, and sports stars on base for signings is not unusual.
Gosh, we've also had some people with political backgrounds as well. And, you know, like I said, also a lot of artists, you know, rap artists that put out CDs, they'll come there and sign and have a signing. So we call it retailtainment because it's retail and entertainment combined. It's called retailtainment. So it's just a great avenue for them to pitch their product and support the military at the same time.
He says AC sometimes asks individuals to come to the bases for events, and other times authors or musicians request the venue. He says in Palin's case, he doesn't know for sure who initiated the visit.
Oftentimes it's their people contacting us to say, hey, we'd love to do this because so many people like to support the military. Other times it would be, you know, we have our in-house buyers, like our book buyer, for example, might contact the Palin people and say, how about, you know, her coming out and signing some autographs for the troops. So it's a combination of the two, but we do quite a bit of these signings. You know, they'll have authors come in, entertainers come in, actors come in, people just come in that want to do stuff for the military. And it's win-win for both because it's great publicity for them and it's a great morale boost for the military.
Ward says beyond the Elmendorf and Eielson signings, there are potentially two more Palin book signing events at bases in Hawaii, but he says those have not yet been confirmed. A call to Palin's publicist at HarperCollins was not returned.